he was going down into Ephesians again, chapter 5, and where Paul says, therefore do not become partners with them, you know, partners with people who are sons of disobedience, as he calls them. And one of the things in this commentary that I was listening to was talking about was things like that we could take for granted, like X-rated movies, or not X-rated movies even. He was talking about R-rated movies. And what I find, even not even R-rated movies, PG movies can be quite raunchy. And one of the things that he said here, you know, back and forth, you know, no filthiness, you know, filthiness, foolish talk, or crude joking, which are out of place. And he says that when we sit in a movie theater, and we don't even have to be in a movie theater anymore, we can have it on video, you know, on videotape, and he says that we are being partners to that. And one of the things that it says here is, you know, do not be a partner to that. And I have to really have the courage to not be a partner to that. I can say last weekend we were home, and earlier we had watched a kind of a pretty nebulous movie. Actually, that was last weekend. It was 2 weekends ago. It's like Mother's Day weekend. We had watched, I can't remember, that horse movie. And then, so that was, you know, that was fine. That was pretty nebulous. And then later on, one of my kids said, well, can we watch this movie? I wanted to see it. It was a PG-13 movie. And I was sitting there, and I'm telling you, I don't know how it got to be a PG-13. I was sitting there going, whoa. The innuendos, the joking, the things that they were doing, most of it was pretty sexual. And I kept thinking, how in the world? And yet, I'm thinking this, and I'm not getting up. I'm not moving. I'm sitting there like everybody else and just watching it. And so I was convicted when this pastor said that, you know, that we cannot be partners with them. Therefore, do not become partners with them. It says in 8, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. And it says, walk as children of the light. And so I have to... again, make sure that in my company, I put people who are walking in the light, because they spur me on. Just like each time that I'm on this meeting, and I listen to you guys talk about how the Lord is working in your heart, and how he's working in your day, and how you are, you know, trying to delight yourself in him and be devoted to him, that spurs me on to good works. And that's what I'm trying to do, is to have those periods of refreshment by being in the company of my brothers and sisters in Christ. Now I know I have to go out, and because the Lord wants me to go out and spread his word, so I can't isolate by just being with those who are believers. But at the same time, I still have to get my infusion from those who are in the light, because there's so much darkness around me. Verse 9 says, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And so I thought about that too, how I cannot work for my salvation, but I certainly have to work out my salvation, meaning that I take the gift of inspiration, the gift of power that he's given to me in the Spirit, and I use it. I use it to further the kingdom. And that's why being in my overeating for me is such a waste of time. You know, here the Lord has given me the keys to the kingdom, the true keys to the kingdom. He has given me a way of eternal life, the way of eternal life. And for me to be struggling and fighting and fussing with the food, if I step back, I can see that that is just the last gasper of the of the disease, the devil, because he, again, is his last card that he can play of trying to get me to be unfruitful. Verse 11 says, take no part in the unfruitful work of darkness, but instead expose them. And I find that the best way to expose them is to live as a child of the light. Because if I live as the Lord has made me to live, in the light of the Lord Jesus, then that will shine in those dark places. And that shining is what brings up the exposure. I also have to remember, too, that shining brings on the persecution as well. I have had many times where I have not had to say a word, but I guess I must smell like the Lord, you know, like as Paul talks about a fragrance, you know, having that fragrance of Jesus, you know. And I know that I have certainly have had that, because people, I don't even have to open my mouth, but people can immediately, you know, start getting on my case about stuff or not liking me. Because, and again, it's that light, bringing the light there that, you know, convicts people. I used to laugh about it, but and there were times when we lived in some pretty bad places in New York City, and they were in the kitchen. You would turn the light on, and you would see everything scamper. You know, these little roaches, and you know, in a scamper way. And I was going, you know, they know that when the light comes, they were out of there. And it's the same sort of a thing. It's that when I bring the light of the Lord there, that there are a lot of people that they just don't want to, they don't want to have to deal with it. You know, they would rather put me down and get me out of their life so they don't have to deal with any kind of conviction. They don't want to have anything to do with it. Is this,